You know, sometimes your eyes can play tricks on you. You might think that we're twirling illuminated loops, when in fact, we just have a chemical light stick on a string, like those that you would find at the circus or on Halloween. So the question is, how is it that our eye kind of remembers what we saw just a second ago, because this is just a light going around the circle? And it really has to do with something called the persistence of vision. And here's what that means. When we take a look at that light stick, our eye memorizes what it sees, even when it moves away to something else, for about a tenth of a second, so just a split second, right? And so as it's going around the circle, in fact, it's moving around in a circle, but our eye remembers where it was, and so that's what gives us this optical illusion, or the idea of a loop. Anna and Nicole, let me turn on the strobe light so you can actually see it stopped in motion. And I notice how the strobe light freezes the motion, so this persistence of vision causes the appearance of a loop, but we can actually see the light stick stopping all along the way. You know what, here's another interesting fact. We live in a world of blinking lights and non-blinking lights, and guess which one's blinking and which one's non-blinking?
Neither.
Right? It's actually this neon light's blinking and the flashlight's continuous, but you can't tell because it's blinking at 120 times per second. Now, a great science teacher by the name of Ron Perkins in Greenwich, Connecticut said, if you twirl a blinking light, you can see it. And watch this, let me twirl it, and you should be able to see that instead of a continuous line, it's dotted, you're right, so that our eye can detect it when it's going around and around and around, and it's because it's a blinking light, and it's that persistence of vision that makes it look that way. If you want to determine at home which lights are blinking and non-blinking, you need a mirror like this one here. Take a look at the light source behind you, like a VCR or a microwave, and take the mirror and jiggle it back and forth. A non-blinking light will make a continuous line, but a blinking light like this one here makes a dotted line. All right, so what's something that's a tremendous amount of fun to do, you do it all the time, and uses the persistence of vision?
I don't know.
It's the movies. Come on, I'll show you how it works. You know, I want you to meet Kevin Otterkranz, who's a projectionist with the IMAX theaters. Kevin, show us how the persistence of vision plays an important part when we're watching a movie.
Okay, when you're looking at a film, you see constant motion, but you're actually looking at a lot of pictures all starting and stopping. What happens is, in IMAX, you're looking at 24 pictures in a second. This is 24 frames of film, but this is 1 second of film, too.
So if that goes that fast, how much film do you have to have for a movie?
Well, this right here is 40 minutes worth of film. It weighs around 250 pounds, and there's about 3.5 miles worth of film.
Kevin, show us how the light goes through this so we finally see it on the screen.
Okay, let me take you up front and show you. Okay, in the front of the projector here, we have a 4,500 watt lamp, and what happens is the film goes through, it actually stops. It stops, the light goes through it twice, the next frame comes up, and then it goes back, just continues along at 24 frames a second. And what happens is this is going so fast that your brain sees one continuous picture as opposed to 24 individual pictures.
You know, if you ask your grandparents or great-grandparents what they used to call going to the movies, what would they say?
Film strips.
Picture show, film.
Film strip, yeah, absolutely. Sometimes they would call them flickers. A long, long time ago, the technology wasn't good enough yet, and you'd actually see those frames come by, and they would flicker just a little bit, right? About 18 frames per second. So they'd say, we're going to the flickers. But do you ever see that here at a theater like this?
No,
it's smooth.
It's just perfect, isn't it? So the next time you're at the movie theater, you're enjoying some popcorn, you're drinking a soda, right? Remember, you're actually learning a science lesson. And what's that called?
Persistence of vision.
That's it. And remember to keep wondering why.